tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It is January 8th, 2026, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. The biggest news in the EV space today is that Tesla is in trouble for its door handles. Now, obviously, this is something that affects all EVs and the makers of any automobile, EV or otherwise, that uses electronically controlled door locks. But Tesla seems to be specifically targeted by the U.S. Congress Safe Exit Act that claims Tesla's door handles are responsible for at least 15 deaths. Fred has the story here, writing that a new bill has been introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives that specifically targets the design of electric vehicle door handles, with the sponsor explicitly calling out Tesla and Elon Musk. Now, obviously, most vehicles with electronic latches, including Teslas, do have manual releases, but they're not always obvious or easy to access. And now, U.S. Representative Robin Kelly has introduced the Safe Exit Act to mandate accessible manual releases. The press release for the bill does not mince words, directly attacking Tesla. Quote, "Today, U.S. Representative Robin Kelly introduced a bill addressing safety concerns with electric vehicle doors, including Tesla's doors, that have trapped people in their own cars. At least 15 people have died in car crashes due to Tesla doors not opening. The bill would require the National Highway and Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, to issue a final rule establishing performance and labeling requirements for electric doors. Specifically, it would mandate, quote, easy-to-find manual releases for each door." Representative Kelly made some harsh comments regarding Tesla's CEO, quote, "Profits and least of all style should not come before people's lives. Elon Musk and his Tesla designs are not safe nor efficient, and it has cost people their lives. When crashes or power loss leave drivers and passengers trapped inside their own cars, that is not innovation. It is a safety failure. The legislation is backed by Consumer Reports, which has long advocated for intuitive manual releases. The bill would also require manufacturers to provide a way for first responders to access the vehicle from the outside when power is lost." Now, obviously, we don't always include comments here on the show, but the top comment today seemed too good to ignore. "Look at door handles of experienced car makers. Electronic door opening is not new. It is not unique to electric cars. These things have existed for decades already. Coupes of all types have used this for a long time, and it is a well-solved problem. Tesla just tried to reinvent the bicycle and, as often happens, did it poorly. Basically, all the door opening handles used in such vehicles have a two-stage system. If you pull the door handle to open the door, the first part of the movement is very light. The handle pivots and triggers an electronic button that activates the electronic door opening sequence. But, and this is the key difference, if the system is down and you keep pulling the same door handle harder, then the mechanical backup engages and the very same door handle pulls the door open mechanically with zero electricity required. It's a standard safety feature, and Tesla skipped it to save costs and to make the default opener into a button on Elon's personal insistence. Elon knew the button-operated motorized door opening mechanisms from Rolls-Royce and tried to emulate that experience without any concern for safety." Fred, in his take on this, wrote, "The reality is that while Tesla does have manual releases, they are poorly implemented in some models. In a Model 3 and Model Y, the front doors have a manual release that is relatively intuitive. You roll up on the window switch panel, but the rear doors are significantly less intuitive. Even if the information is in the owner's manual, how many people who sit in the back of a Model 3 have read the vehicle's manual? It does feel that any death of someone stuck in a car and who cannot find the manual release is one death too many." Can't agree with that anymore, but it's not the only troubling story for Tesla today. Elon Musk moves the goalpost again, admits that Tesla needs 10 billion miles for safe, unsupervised full self-driving. We're barely a week into 2026, and we're already seeing a significant shift in the narrative regarding Tesla's full self-driving timeline. After missing yet another high-profile deadline to achieve unsupervised autonomy by, quote, the end of the year in 2025, Elon has now dropped a new metric that explains a lot and raises even more questions. In a fresh tweet today, Musk stated that Tesla needs to accumulate roughly 10 billion miles of data to achieve safe, unsupervised self-driving. The new statement raises the question, why did Musk claim that Tesla would be unsupervised in Austin just a few weeks ago when he knew that Tesla was nowhere near 10 billion miles? Throughout late 2025, as with previous years, Musk was adamant that unsupervised autonomy was solved and imminent. We were told unsupervised robo-taxis would be operating in Texas within weeks, yet as of December 2025, Tesla's cumulative full self-driving mileage is significantly below the 10 billion mile mark. Based on the current growth rate of the Tesla fleet and FSD engagement, Tesla is racking up miles faster than ever. We project that the fleet will likely cross this newly stated threshold around July of this year. But as anyone following FSD development knows, collecting data is only step one. Once that milestone is hit, Tesla needs to execute massive training runs on Dojo and its NVIDIA clusters, perform exhaustive validation testing, and go through the arduous debugging process for the millions of edge cases that 10 billion miles will inevitably uncover. Therefore, based on Musk's new timeline for unsupervised FSD, Tesla won't achieve this for likely another year. And then we have to consider that Musk has been consistently wrong about when Tesla will solve unsupervised FSD for a solid decade at this point. Now, look, gang, we're not here to pick on Tesla. There's a lot of people in the comments saying, why are you picking on Elon Musk? Why are you constantly hating on Tesla? This isn't hate. This is basically taking the guy at his word. If someone says something is going to be done in a year and it takes them 10, that's embarrassing. If you hired a plumber and they said they would have a job done in 2 weeks and it took them a month, you'd be all over Yelp and Google reviews and everything talking about how terrible they are. This cat has been wrong about everything from putting a guy on Mars to self-driving cars for well over a decade, and a bunch of clowns everywhere still worship the guy and think that he's credible just because they've got their entire life savings invested in Tesla stock. And frankly, that's even more embarrassing. Now, one company that's been doing this for a long time and been doing safety for a long time is Volvo. They've got a new EV coming out that's going to make it even harder to sell model-wise. That is Volvo's new 400-mile EX60, and it is a specs monster. They've just teased it. They've just given us the bare slight images there, but the numbers that they've provided are significant. They're talking about 400 miles of range, the ability to add 168 miles of range in just 10 minutes of charging through an 800-volt architecture on a 400-kilowatt charger, and an all-new mega-casting process that helps them reduce weight, moving parts, and build time. Noting that the press release dropped at 3 a.m., one might think the 400 miles was on the very optimistic European WLTP cycle, but no. Volvo is saying that that 400 miles is an EPA estimate. Range figures are preliminary and derivative from estimates and calculations performed by Volvo Cars for EX60 based on EPA cycles, and the outcomes are not guaranteed. Official EPA range estimates will be released at a later date. Actual range can vary depending on tire type and size, car specification, charge level, outdoor temperature, yada, yada, yada. The battery clearly looks like a game changer for the Geely-owned Swedish car brand and will be warrantied for up to 10 years from the factory. Volvo notes that the charging numbers were attained with help from partner company Breathe Battery Technologies. The EX60 will be the first class-leading SPA3 architected car in Volvo's fleet and is a sign of great things to come from that brand. Now, we started off this show talking about political moves, talking about things happening in the government. We should also note that the 30% solar tax credit is dead. Long live the 30% solar tax credit. This is an article that I put out yesterday. The Trump administration and Congress decision to repeal the 30% home solar tax credit at the end of 2025 looked like the end of the road for subsidized solar projects, but it looks like the home solar tax credit is still alive. You just have to know where to look for it and how to claim it. 30% federal tax credit. Section 25D very publicly expired on December 31st, but that doesn't mean you can't still get those savings on your solar installation. There's still another option, and that is a lease. That's right, gang. Just as we've seen with electric vehicle tax credits over the years, the rules for leases are a little bit different than those for purchases. And what that means here is that under Section 48E of the federal tax code, qualified solar companies that own a PV system can continue to claim a credit of up to 30% on those through the end of 2027. And if you're leasing your system or entering into a power purchase agreement with a solar installer, the company can pass some or all of that incentive on to you. Now, does that mean a lower monthly payment, lower or even eliminated upfront costs? That's ultimately between you and the company you decide to move forward with. The key takeaway, however, is that the 30% solar incentive isn't dead, as Miracle Max said in the classic Princess Bride. It's just mostly dead. Now, I want to put a big disclaimer on this. Tax law is messy, it's complicated, and getting it wrong can get you in big trouble. Federal tax credits, state laws, utility programs, and the fine print in contracts vary from company to company and from deal to deal. And not only that, they can overlap or even contradict each other. And navigating any part of that isn't for the faint of heart, and it isn't specifically intuitive. That complexity is exactly why the smart people you know hire accountants and tax professionals to make incentives and tax codes and laws work for them, and you should absolutely do the same thing. There's a ton of reasons to lease, whether it's a car or a rooftop solar or equipment or a copier in your office. Talk to the tax professionals, find out if it works for you, and do what they say. If you're considering a lease or PPA, a conversation with a qualified professional installer can help you understand what is being offered and how your deal is being structured. Take that information to your accountant to understand what's real, what's marketing, and what actually makes sense. And if there's money on the table, make sure you don't leave it there. That's all I've got to say for that, but not all I've got to say for today. We used to end these talking about the environment, talking about the grid, talking about sustainability. We're going to do the same thing today. Solar power has overtaken coal and gas in Germany, a country with very little sun, at least compared to more southern states like Texas or Florida. Germany produced 18% of its electricity through solar power in 2025. That is up 14% from 2024, a significant leap that means solar overtook both coal and gas in the country's electrical supply, despite high latitudes where the entire country sits at. So that's great news for Germany, great news for Europe, and ultimately great news for everybody. Because let's face it, dependence on oil and fossil fuels is what is getting us into trouble and getting us into all these wars. And I would rather not have to go to the Middle East or South America or any of those other places. I'd like to just sit my fat butt right here in Chicago and be comfortable and happy. If you feel the same way, let us know in the comments. If you disagree, let us know in the comments. And if you're coming on here to defend Elon and cry about why we're picking on him, tell the guy to start telling the truth, or at least start to get something right. And then we can start celebrating him again.